It's the start of the podcast, which means Carrie and Tommy are on right now. The Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Wednesday. How are we, guys?
Here's a question for you to start the show. If you go to dinner with friends, and then at the end of dinner, to make it easy, you then pay for dinner, but it's an expensive dinner that you were always planning on splitting, but you ended up paying, and then it's too awkward then to send around your BSB, do you just let it go?
How much money do we owe you?
No, it's not you.
Just tell us. Don't just sit on it and then bring it up on air.
No.
If that was me, I would rather
pay for it.
Move interstate and change my identity before I send someone my BSB.
Okay, good. I won't
Why?
Send it to
How
you
much?
Then.
How much? How much?
No, I just think it's interesting because if I was on the other foot, right, and I've said, no, I'm happy to split this. I don't want you to. And then I would then surely go, hey, send me your details, like prompt someone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So how much do they owe you then?
Yeah, no, it's not me. It's just a hypothetical. You know, I often pay for meals when we go out.
I don't have a problem paying. Yeah, yeah.
You're
very generous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So who is it?
Just not with this other group of people.
Hey, this is nice because it's nice to hear you laugh. Because when you came in today, you were so down in the dumps. I thought we were never going to hear that laugh again.
No, I'm not down in the dumps. I just don't care today.
You're here on my run sheet. It says Carrie's miserable. Disgust.
No, it doesn't say that. I'll explain next.
Okay, misery girl.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I knew this would happen.
Why?
Because when we plan a segment that's going to be about how miserable you are, you can't then be so up and about when the show starts.
I never said I was miserable. I said there's nothing today that is making me give two ums.
I just don't care about life.
I don't care about anything. And there's nothing in the news that's interesting me. Nothing. There's nothing. I just flat. I'm not miserable. There's nothing that's happened. I just don't care.
There's that flat sack of spuds we were after. Jesse, hit us.
Nothing seeming funny because she feels a little flat. But she doesn't feel like crying because she's really not that sad. She's just not that excited. She's just not feeling fun. It turns out Carrie Bickmore has become the world's most flat girl.
He gets it. Jez gets it.
Flat girl.
Just flat. That's it. Not miserable, just flat. People know what I'm talking about when you just have a day where you don't care.
It started because we were all so excited about Eurovision news being in the news today, and you went, I don't care.
We're like,
what, the glitter?
I don't think I've ever cared about Eurovision.
Is that racism or?
We shouldn't even be in it. It's called Eurovision.
So is that your main thing because it doesn't make sense? But you don't care about any of the countries in it?
No, I don't care. I've just told you I don't care. I have cared about the individuals that have performed from Australia in the past, meaning I know they're talented, but as a song contest in general, I don't care.
And so you don't think Montaigne this year is talented?
That's not what I said. Montaigne,
you
it was
said
tough for Montaigne
about...
because she had to remotely zoom in and no one wants to zoom into Eurovision. Well, God,
why are you
I'm suddenly
why are you
like
reading
I care.
News? Why are you reading news about stuff you don't care about, mate?
I care for Montaigne. I just don't care about the competition. Anyway.
What's your favourite Montaigne
song?
She was
at a disadvantage. The one she performed for Eurovision, we got a bit of it here. It was pretty good.
We got grace.
Yeah. Oh, a bit more of
grace,
it.
Yeah. We got style and laces. Yeah. Time to take off your clothes.
Oh, Montaigne.
I can't imagine bringing someone home and going, hey, I just might put on some music. I'll just hit me. Nah, Jesse?
We got grace, yeah. We got style and laces, yeah. Time to take off your clothes.
Please do that.
Let's just
for a joke.
Into the
actually, I was going to say, and film it one day. was weird. I didn't mean that. I just meant I'd love to see the comic reaction.
Don't worry about the sound guy in the corner. Just ignore him. Let's focus on the music.
As long as you ask for permission.
We got grace, yeah. We got style and laces, yeah. Time to take off your clothes.
It's quite catchy. I think Montaigne may have got me up and about.
Mate. Hang on. Hey, Jesse, stop the music. Hang on. Because we've got to do calls on things that are going to get you up and about.
But Montaigne's already done it.
No. Yeah, I know.
My listeners, but Montaigne.
Hang on. Jesse, okay. can you play the sad girl stuff again?
Okay, so.
Nothing seeming funny because she feels a little flat. But she doesn't feel like crying because she's really not that sad.
Yeah.
She's just not that
sad. Okay, I'm back sad again. I'm back sad.
Yeah, 13, 10, 60.
No, I'm not sad. I'm flat. Sorry.
Yeah.
To remember what I am.
Listen to the lyrics. No, yeah. Don't take
I just
clothes
don't
off.
Care. I don't care.
Yeah. Do you have something that you think Carrie will care about? Call us 13, 10, 60. The most interesting thing in your life or you've seen in the news, give us a call. And we'll see if you can make this careless woman care.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Pink, All I Know So Far. We're going to have her on the show a little bit later on this week. It's Carrie and Tommy.
And we are, we're not like you've usually heard us before. Carrie is down in the doldrums, despite hearing the laughing.
Down in the doldrums.
Mate, you've got to be. This is what we did in the planning meeting.
No,
so you've
no,
got to be. Hang
no.
on. Listen to how you are.
Nothing seeming funny cause she feels a little flat. But she doesn't feel like crying cause she's really not that sad. She's just not that excited. She's just not feeling fun. It turns out Carrie Bickmore has become the world's most flat girl.
Stop laughing.
Flat girl.
Harry's flat. Carrie is
no,
so
I
flat.
Just, you know, I feel things so intensely. I feel life at an intense pace and my feelings are big and
all right, mate.
Bold and strong. And today I feel
it's not
nothing.
Your eulogy.
That's all.
What are you doing? I feel life at an intense pace.
I'm just saying, for
you're
someone.
You're not writing the back cover of your book. Get over it, mate.
For someone that feels just, things intensely, I just feel nothing today. So it's weird. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
I just don't, nothing's exciting me or interesting me.
G'day, Gina.
Hi, Carrie and Tommy. How are you?
Look, I'm thanks, great, but Carrie's so flat. Do you have anything
Carrie,
that'll get
Carrie,
her up and about?
Yes.
I definitely Gina. Do. You're yeah. going to feel the love with this one.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. I'm already getting emotional. Okay. I'm a first-time nonna, so I have a two-week-old grandson. And he's
awesome,
a cutie patootie.
Oh,
he's
Gina,
so beautiful.
Like, yeah.
I feel like Carrie's kind of laughing like she actually doesn't care.
It's Carrie? Just Gina. I don't know you or your kids.
I'm appealing to your innermost, you know, deep motherly thoughts. How can you not yeah. love
yes.
the fact that there's a baby, you know, a yeah. new baby?
It's awesome.
Gina, no,
Gina,
you don't
Gina,
sound interested at all.
Gina, Gina, I'm over here nearly crying. I think it's beautiful.
Thanks, Tommy. And if you saw a photo, you would just melt.
Oh. I'd melt, but because it goes stone cold, she feels nothing.
give Gina the music, though. Give her the music, Jess.
Oh, we didn't grace, set this
yeah.
up.
We got style and laces, yeah. Time to take off your clothes.
Back up about, guys.
Now bring yourself back down again so we can go
you've
to
got
the
to be
score.
Sad, mate. You've got to be sad.
I'm not sad. I'm flat.
You've got to be
Jacob.
Sad.
Jacob, I yeah, doubt boy. That anything you're going to tell me is going to interest me, but give it a crack.
Well, it probably won't now, but... After almost 12 months, my house started and get it built.
It's done. Is it finished?
No, they just started.
They're starting. Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Give us a buzz when it's finished.
Okay. Shall we go? G'day, Dusty.
Hi.
Mate,
Hi,
what's going
Dusty.
On?
Hi, Dusty. Hi, Dusty.
Now,
are you flat as well, Dusty?
I'm very flat.
Okay.
And I've got a message.
Yeah, what's
so,
that?
So... Carrie, I love you, but I know you don't care. And I follow you on Instagram, but you don't care about that either.
Yeah.
Now,
no,
that's
you're
fine.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
I feel flat. Carrie feels flat.
Yeah.
It's okay to feel flat. Now, Tommy,
yes,
I love you too. You probably do care. You
I
need
do.
Some love. Now, look, Tommy, it's not fair to flat shame people, all right?
Do I need to stop flat shaming Karen?
Yes, I hear happening? Dusty. You know, you just have to accept some days I'm not going to care. I can't care every day.
But are you saying you care enough about what Dusty's saying to actually care, or you just
agree?
I confuse
myself.
But
I don't feel anything inside. Is that what you're asking?
Sky, can you make Carrie feel inside?
I am feeling wonderful because in just over a week, my daughter will be declared medically cured of the disease, meaning she's 5 years cancer-free.
Oh, Sky, that's massive.
Yes.
Sky, that's beautiful.
And she's only 6 years old, so...
Oh, stop it.
Yes. So if that doesn't tug on your heartstrings, I don't know what will.
It's crying, Sky.
Sky, you got me, Sky.
No, that's awesome.
That's so awesome.
This has had a lot. It's been a real roller coaster. Congratulations, Sky, to you and your daughter. Jess, do you have any music to take us out?
Oh, don't.
We got Grace, we got Stella and Lasers, Time to take off your clothes. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Coming up, a shock baby announcement in the supermodel world.
Wow. Okay. Another. Is that what we went with? Out of all the things we could have picked.
What would you like to say? You tell us what's coming up then.
Who's in their 50s and had a kid? You'll find out soon. Anyway, we've got a lot of money on the line. We're doing this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
And the prize jackpots weekly. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$2,900.
Wow. I wonder what that number would be if you times it by 100, then divided it by 10, and then divided that by 10.
$2,900.
He's good.
Give us a call, 131060. This cash could be yours. All you have to be, same as every week, one with time.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're doing this.
Time, full mind. Banana, full fine. Fee-fine, full mind. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
This is exciting. Yeah. Tanya, have you heard the time game before? Do you feel like you've got this in the bag?
Oh, I've heard it, but no, because I always count with the other people. And, sometimes I get the same as them and we're wrong.
It's not a good way to go into this, but I feel like this is different because you're the one playing, Tanya. So you'll be more at one with time. Yeah, you're saving yourself.
Yep, save myself for today.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to hand you over to Jesse. He's going to say start, and you have to say stop when you think 5 seconds exactly has passed.
Start.
One. Stop.
What happened, Tanya?
Do I go too fast?
I think
you went a bit too fast. You did a few things. Firstly, I love that you got involved, and I think your enthusiasm's great. You're the first person that has counted out aloud for the first one, and I feel like then you got self-conscious, and you went one, oh, nothing. Oh, wait, it must be up. Stop.
I did.
Oh, Tanya, feel like that was in the threes, maybe.
But maybe we're wrong, because maybe.
Yeah, true, true.
No, it was panic. I panicked.
Yeah.
That's okay, Jesse. How did Tanya go?
4.13.
Ooh.
Oh, bugger.
At least it was in the fours, Tanya. It was in the fours. Try again next week.
G'day, Mitch.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad.
You notice I called you Mitch instead of Mitchell. Do you know why I did that?
Because it's a five letter.
You're right on the money, Mitch. I reckon I'm feeling good about you. I'm going to hand it over to Jesse.
Start.
Up.
Ooh, for mine, that was on the money. Mitch, that felt good. How did you feel, bro?
I felt pretty good about that one, I reckon.
Mate, $2,900. What are you going to spend the money on?
My partner's about to have surgery on her ACL and I need to have some time off, so it'll probably go towards the mortgage, to be honest.
Jesse, do you hear that? If you don't give it to Mitch, they're not going to be able to pay off the house. Jesse.
5.
Ooh.
Points.
Ooh.
1.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Mitch. That so was that's good. The closest we've had in so long.
At least this week, yeah. That was good. Thanks, Mitch.
Beth, did you hear that? 5.1, so close.
I know.
Beth, what's your secret going in? Is it the cross fingers? Do you think that's going to get you over the line?
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right, Beth, okay. We'll hand you over to Jesse.
Start.
Stop.
Beth.
I think the strain of the fingers might have been slowing it down a bit, Beth.
Oh.
Are the fingers still crossed?
Yes.
Both of them?
I feel like that was in the sixes. Yes. Oh, I don't know.
How are you holding the phone?
Oh, well, yeah.
Managing. Okay.
Jesse.
Okay.
Five.
Oh, it's in the fives, Beth.
0.88.
Oh, no.
Good on you,
got
Beth.
Time for another one, Tommy?
I'm happy if we do this for the rest of the show.
I know
what do you
are.
Mean?
I don't know why I ask you. Michelle, are you ready to play?
Sure am.
Okay, Jesse, take it away.
Start.
Stop. Oh, yeah. that was no good.
Oh, Michelle.
That was a bit harsh.
Yeah,
oh, sorry,
I know.
Michelle.
He's harsh,
sorry.
Michelle. Michelle. But, I mean, it was Michelle, very short.
Yeah, it was. I thought you hung up as quick as you said stop.
Not on my end. No. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Thank Maybe it's you. A time. No, Michelle, don't go yet. Maybe we're wrong. Again. Maybe we're wrong. Jesse.
4.04.
No, we were wrong.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Some beautiful news out of, it's a weird phrase I was going to say, some beautiful news out of the supermodel world today. It's a very strange sentence. 50-year-old Naomi Campbell has had a baby girl. She said in a recent interview, well, not that recent, 4 years ago, that she thinks about having kids all the time. And she said, now with the way of science, I can do it whenever I want. And she has done it. She shared a beautiful little pic saying, a beautiful little blessing has chosen me to be her mother. So honoured to have this gentle soul in my life. There's no words to describe this lifelong bond. So it's very sweet.
Well, she just tried. That's a fair caption.
It is a fair caption. It's beautiful words, yes.
Bickers, you did say to one of our wonderful listeners earlier, Gina, you said you don't know her and you don't know the grandchild, so you don't care about the news of her having a new grandchild.
Saying,
but then Naomi Campbell has one, the supermodel, and you clapped.
I did. And if I'm honest with you, I care more about our listeners' grandkid than I probably do about Naomi Campbell.
But if you check the tapes, what happened
was
you told Gina.
Do we need
to get
Gina back so I can clap her grandkid? Because I can see that I can see what's happened here.
Yeah.
I can see it'd be confusing. Yes. The only difference is I'm up and about now. The time game got me up and about, and I'm back and I'm happy. I'm not flat anymore, so it's a different carry now. You know,
Naomi Campbell is a notorious punish of a human, isn't she?
Is she? She's
I
the one that
think
that's,
so. She remember when she cruised around? In the COVID suit.
Is that the one in the plane? With the phone?
They stuck it.
We're getting a nod from web guy Eli. He's like, yep.
Yeah.
What did she do, Eli? Can he buzz on?
She threw a phone at her assistant.
Yep. That's it. Good.
Uh-huh. I mean, once again, Carrie doesn't know her assistant, so she doesn't care. Carrie, she threw a phone. Clap her in.
Not good news for Gwyneth Paltrow, guys. She's being sued for $5 million US dollars by a Texas man who claims his $75 This Smells Like My Vagina candle of hers burst into flames on his bedside table, filling the room with smoke.
Wow.
Yes.
Hot candle. I thought you were going to say she got sued by another woman who claimed that candle smells like my vagina.
Well, in January, a British woman also claimed that her vaginal candle exploded. Gwyneth's one. She doesn't have her own line, this British woman. I think there's only one person that's got vagina candle range. What? Anyway, it exploded by his bedside table, which I'm not sure how that happens. But anyway, he's suing $5 million buckaroos.
$5 million, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Here is what we're going to do, guys. Let's get one of Gwyneth's candles, make it explode all over me, and then I can sue for $5 million.
Now that you've said it on air, I don't think it works like that.
Damn it.
Give me your delightful bit of news you've got today.
Bickers, who is your favourite member of Atomic Kitten?
Oh, it's such a tricky one.
What's that? Kerry Katona.
So good. That she's pretty good.
Too. Isn't she fantastic?
Amazing.
Former TV presenter. She won the celebrity, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here
Wasn't
from over in the UK.
McFadden?
Brian McFadden.
Yes,
she was.
I remember her. What's happened?
She has revealed recently that she doesn't think she has been invited back to the Brit Awards since she appeared in 2004. And you're thinking, but how? How could Kerry Katona not be invited back to the
Is
Brit Awards?
She hasn't had a hit since then? Why?
Look, that's what the smart money would say. But no, Kerry thinks it's because she said this when she was on stage.
You all look so clean and smell lovely. I just farted.
Oh.
Anyway, the winner is Daniel Bedingfield.
That's fun.
In other news, she's going to release a candle that smells like that.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is, but probably not for much longer, guys. I think they're going to have to change the name of the show.
Why?
Well, it's a worry when Australia's most famous comedian, who I've worked with so many times, doesn't know my name. And that's something I discovered earlier today.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been watching so many old movies lately.
Sorry. What? We are going to chat to that person later.
I assumed you were going to tell us the outcome at some point.
That isn't the whole story. No. And you'll never find out who it was or when it happened. Anyway, Bickers, anything else?
No, I was actually just going to tell you that I've been watching a lot of old movies lately. Also, very boring. I watched Contagion the other night.
Yeah,
everyone watched.
I didn't
when...
say my thing was boring.
Sorry, I didn't mean it was boring.
Also, very boring.
Everyone watched Contagion when COVID happened last year, and I never did, so I'm a year late to it. Actually, I'm about 20 years late to it. When did it come out? 2013 or something. Anyway, it's so scary how real it is. Like the hoarding of the stuff, people trying to cross borders before it shuts, vaccine nationalism. It was just so weird. And then last night I watched Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, my God.
Really delved into the past. And
What's made you go on?
Anthony Hopkins is chilling.
Yeah, because do you remember, this is the guy who just last week you said on our show, you know how you imagine that people are like how they are in the movies? Like Anthony Hopkins. You imagine he's exactly like it in the movies. And I'm like, I don't think you've seen any Anthony Hopkins movies. You
don't ever leave me in a room alone with Anthony Hopkins. It's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, let's think of something new to do next.
That's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
The Kid Laroi and Miley Cyrus. That is Without You. It's Carrie and Tommy, the Savo.
Because I spend a lot of time in hotels. That's my life. I spend at least probably two nights a week in hotels. So one of those was last night. I got in late, and so all that was left was room service because the restaurant is shut.
Yum.
That's what I always think.
Oh,
I'm always like,
and
yum, and I'll eat it in bed, and it'll be great.
Oh,
I'm going to
get it over the sheets. Yeah.
I'm going to start. Come on, mate. We're focusing on the eating. I am going to start reading you the room service menu.
Great. Oh, you're just going to make me hungry.
Am I? See if you can pick the moment it gets a bit weird, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Tater tots. That's
what
good.
The hell is a tater tot? Is that a fry? Fancy fry?
Potato
chips. You've never had tater tots before.
What are you talking about?
I never heard of a tater tot.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds like a baby chino, but in food form. A tater tot.
I haven't started mounting the campaign yet because I don't know if I have enough support. And clearly, I'm not going to ask you to be the face of it. But I have been thinking recently that we should start a campaign to make tater tots replace chips as your standard thing that comes with a meal.
I think you should have a little kid as your face of the campaign. I feel like Tater Tots needs a really cute little kid. You can borrow one of mine if you want.
Okay.
As long as we get paid, but yeah.
Okay. So anyway,
Tater Tots sounds delicious.
Okay.
Yep.
Then there is cauliflower bites, mac and cheese balls.
Oh, yum. Mac and cheese balls.
Now there's a cheeseburger spring rolls, Bickers, and I thought that sounds interesting. And then I looked under plant-based filling with condiments and pickles. I thought, okay, that's interesting. Then I got glance across. Eggplant schnitzel? No, I don't want that. Sweet potato gnocchi? I don't want that.
Ooh, what do you mean? Sweet potato gnocchi you've been making and you said it's delicious.
I don't touch a sweet potato. I made ricotta gnocchi. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry. Sweet potato gnocchi sounds delicious. So does a spring roll burger. Is that just a burger with spring rolls inside?
Mate, I told you it had plant-based filling inside with condiments and pickles.
Yeah, but you never know what's inside a spring roll anyway. Does it matter if it's plant-based or if it's not?
Oh, then you're not going to care about this menu.
What's the rest of the menu?
There's an eggplant katsu burger, and then there is there's a chicken burger, a fish burger, and a cheeseburger, which have meat-free plant-based burger things. And I thought, is this all? And then I look up in the corner, and it says, it's time to join the revolution. We are meat-free and plant-based.
It's a vegetarian. It's a vegan menu in a hotel?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Well, there's not even a meat option. You know, with menus where there's meat, there's always a vegetarian option.
That's fine if there's a vegetarian option.
At least chuck a parma or a steak on the edge just for the savages like myself who want a bit of meat. And I thought to myself, I can eat vegetarian. That's fine.
You can eat tater tots. Fine.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought if I'm going to eat vegetarian, I may as well look after myself and eat something like healthy. And I rang the front desk. Well, I rang the front desk and I said, is there anything actually kind of healthy and fresh? And she said, I'd recommend the fried chicken burger.
It's not fried chicken.
That's not fried chicken. Isn't it? Shouldn't vegetarian food be healthy?
No, because vegetarians like to, you know, have a naughty night as well.
But do I want a naughty night of having fake chicken? Having fake chicken fried in a burger? Join the revolution of what? It was fake cheese sauce on my fake chicken. And then I thought, oh, the one thing that might redeem this meal, maybe, potentially, is some dessert, right? Because I got the burger. Yeah. It sucked.
Oh, you
got it.
I thought you might have got Uber Eats or something. So you got the burger.
No, I was like, I don't want to close my mind off to it. I'll get it, right?
Good on
and so
you.
I got the burger and I got it with some fried Brussels sprouts with the labneh and seeds. And so they were disgusting.
Worst. Labneh's yogurt, isn't it? Labneh?
I don't know, but my neighbours hated it more than I did. It was disgusting.
But dessert, I mean, vegan dessert, delish. What'd you get?
I rang and I said, and they said, how was dinner? And I, because I'm not good with confrontation, I said, good, but I want some dessert. I was wondering if I could get some dessert. And they said, no worries, we've got something you'll absolutely love, a raspberry and beetroot cheesecake.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is not just us here. Please welcome, here's A.
Yeah, no, it's great to be with you two legends.
Why are you here?
Well, why am I here, Tommy?
I don't know. Tommy's the one that went out and got you and called you in. I have no idea why you're here.
That's actually interesting that you just called me Tommy then, because we've spent the day together. And I reckon you referenced either to me or about me probably 10 times, and not once did you say Tommy. I'll let people know as well. We've known each other for over a decade, and what have you called me all day today?
Yeah, I've had a weird one, Carrie, and it's like for you, it could bring back memories, but I've been calling Tommy Charlie. I called him Charlie, and not 10 times. I called you Charlie genuinely 5 times.
Why?
And he cut up rough the first time.
When did you last work with Charlie?
We're talking Charlie Pickering for people who are wondering which Charlie. We're talking about me, Charlie, and Carrie used to do the project back in the day.
Yeah, and when did you leave? What year?
I left in 2014, I think. 13 or 14.
He's still the first name that comes to your lips.
No, only because, and I've explained this to Tommy, that we're going to New Zealand next week and we're going to see Sam Neill. And Sam Neill, the famous actor, had a duck called Charlie Pickering.
Yeah.
Charlie, the duck, has died and I want him to have a new duck called Husey.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Charlie's...
What's that got to do with Tommy?
I don't know. I don't know how. But Tommy does the project. So maybe there's a connection there.
No, I mean, Waleed hosts it. But, yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a day if you're calling me Waleed, though.
I reckon Tommy, in thinking about it, I reckon Tommy could have been a Charlie. You know, Tommy and Charlie are similar.
No way.
No.
Similar names.
Nah. And they couldn't be more different people. It's not like you're calling, look, I'm going to actually not give an example because I'm going to offend someone here. But it's not like you're calling someone that, like, they're so different.
I know. I know that Tommy Little and Charlie Pickering are very different. They're completely different. And so, but the name Tommy and the name Charlie are similar.
But just like each other. It got to the point where Hughes actually said just before we were about to, we did a thing together, and just before we were about to go on camera, Hughes looked at me and said, "Now what are we doing, Charlie?" And I looked at him and he went, joking. And then he leant in about a minute later and goes, "Mate, sorry, I wasn't joking. It happened again."
Did he call you Charlie in front of these group of people?
Yeah, in front of our boss. Yeah, in front of our radio boss.
Yeah.
Number of times.
In front of our big boss.
Yeah, but does anyone, I'm interested in this, do people correct you? Because you know when some people get so famous that no one's willing to tell them that they're wrong, do people correct you?
He said, I've got to change my name now.
No, he cut it rough. Tommy cut it rough.
I did, because...
And he's angry about it. And I don't want him to be angry. This is not, good for me.
I'm not angry. It's just hard when we're in front of our big boss and you're trying to convince your big boss that you've got cut through with your household name and everybody knows who you are. Not even the bloke who knows you for over 10 years can remember your name.
Yeah, but I look worse than you because she thinks I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, you are. You are.
I'm
early
not.
Onset. Yeah.
I had the COVID AstraZeneca last week.
Are you blaming
week.
That?
No, I'm not blaming it. But I'm just saying
we're trying
I had
to get
it.
People vaccinated, not turn them off. You'll be calling people by the wrong names.
No,
I bet you had the Pfizer, but you've got the name wrong.
No, I definitely had it. Mate, I had AstraZeneca. That's all they would give me, you know. I'm in the age group where you've got to have the AstraZeneca. I'm in the age group where you get what you get and you don't get upset.
You can catch Hughesy on the morning crew, the fantastic Today FM.
Yeah, absolutely. Every morning from 5:30.
This is the Carrie and Charlie show.
Yeah, but also we're on at 6 as well. When you guys go, we come back.
Yeah.
Mate, I was just plugging it. Don't have a go at me. Thanks, Hughes.
Legends.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home. And don't forget, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Do you know you can get 4-hour click and collect at Chemist Warehouse? So you can be sitting at home, go, I want to go get it. And within 4 hours, it's there waiting for you.
So you might get home, you might be invited to something that night and you think, but I don't have any makeup, which always happens to me. And then within the time it's going to take you to get ready, your stuff's going to be ready at the store.
4 hours takes you to get ready.
No, my
what
to
are
do
you
my
doing,
makeup.
Mate?
Yeah, my makeup.
That's just for your hair.
I'm 78.
Hey, did you see the vision of the swaying building today in China?
So we must have seen different vision because I did and I was like, I guess it's moving.
No, it's hard to tell because it's 980 feet tall. Yeah, so if you look at did you see the tower?
I saw the two little chimney things on the top shaking.
Yeah, I think that's like the electric tower things on top and you see them swaying. Mm. But it's when, and so people are like fleeing the tower and running for their lives because they're worried it's about to crash. But if you see the vision inside, people sitting at their desk, it looks like an earthquake's happening, only no earthquake happened.
It was vibrating, right?
Yeah, they don't know why. It was just like from side to side.
I remember getting told a crazy, and I'm going to get all the numbers in this wrong. Don't write in. I remember getting told about skyscrapers, and they actually sway. They're built to sway a huge amount up the top. But I think this was different because it was like digga 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 digga.
I know.
Taipei 101, that massive one in Asia, has like a pendulum in the middle that helps against that.
Oh, no, I've never.
So it sways back and forth to stop.
Why
it from...
would you want to work up there? You're definitely not going back into work at the top of that building tomorrow, are you?
All of those people are.
Oh, don't make it sad.
Well, they don't have other jobs. I mean, they're not choosing.
Well,
they're not choosing to work in the vibrating building, mate.
I just mean for OH&S.
Yeah, I don't reckon there's much over there.
Okay.
I reckon that's the least vibrating building in the block.
Okay.
Hey, Biggers, you know you're miserable. I've got something up next to cheer you up.
Okay.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy's genius.
This is where we pitch ideas and you decide whether they're brilliant or bull.
Not we, just you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because you're a broken woman and I'm here to fix you.
Great.
So you've been saying today, oh, God, I just need some joy back in my life.
No, I didn't say joy. I just said I don't care about anything.
Well.
It's not that I don't have joy. I just don't care.
I've quickly gone into troubleshooting mode.
Okay.
Because your outfit yesterday that you wore on the project, I thought was excellent. I even complimented you on it during the day.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, you weren't sure. And then what did you say that your son said to you when you got home?
So I had a mix of comments all during the day. Some people loved it. Some people said it was very cool. Others said it was like the undergarment for a racing car driver, the bit to make sure that they don't go up in flames. What's that?
That
almost like the cladding in between their skin and the – yeah. So obviously that was that really got me up and about before I went on air. And then
– it means you're ready for anything. If the set was to spontaneously combust, a bit more. emerged us from the flames.
And then when I got home, I walked in and Ollie said, "You're wearing your pajamas." And I said, no, it's just a shirt and pants. It's like a pant shirt set. And he said, "You didn't wear them on air, did you?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "You look like you're wearing your pajamas."
Well, I loved it. I thought it looked like you could have gone into a hip hop film clip and not stood out. Like, I thought it was great.
Okay, but well, that's cool. I'm up for that.
Yeah,
that's got me up about me in a hip hop film clip.
I thought we've got to focus on one item of clothing that really brings you joy, and maybe we can get you to wear it more. You unashamedly love your dressing gown.
I do, yes. And my UGG boots.
Yeah. So instead of a dressing gown, because obviously it's limited, even someone with low standards like yourself of how the world sees you, someone like yourself still has limitations to where they will wear the dressing gown. So what about instead of a dressing gown, it's called a dressing going out, and we make a formal dressing gown.
So the problem with that, though, is to make it form. I like where you're going. Mm-hmm. I would say that I think the Udi has taken over the market where you can kind of get away with wearing
to
the shops.
No one is wearing an Udi to the shops.
But surely you're also calling it a dressing gup.
Yes. Oh, my God, that's funny. Oh, I'm on board now, a dressing gup. But Tommy, here's the thing.
My other one was addressing where you're going out.
The thing that would need to make it dressy, right, would probably be a change in fabric, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so.
And then it wouldn't be
comfy. I reckon, much like your fire-clad suit from last night, I reckon you can have an external fabric and an internal
like
dressing
a silky
gown.
Kind of thing, but inside it's that woolen kind of snuggliness.
Yeah, so the female dressing, where you're going out, that'll have like a dress printed on it and maybe a silky kind of fabric. But on the inside, you've still got the warmth and comfort of a dressing gown.
So
and then the fashionable
do you wear
belt around the middle.
It? That's or just you still support. Go out without well, without
depends
your top
whether
on.
It's a day of the week or no undie Sunday.
No, I'd always wear an undie, but I don't like to have a bra on underneath because then I feel constricted. So would I go out bra out or?
Here is the Here is my other invention. You draw your bra on your skin, so outwardly it looks like you've got a bra on, but then you feel
you're just free and easy.
Yeah.
But I guess to be fair, though, they'd be so low down underneath where you tie the dressing gown, your tits would be that no one's going to see them. So that's this whole conversation is probably unnecessary. Just tuck them into your dressing gown tie, and away you go.
There you go. You're welcome.
Great.
You in?
Genius.
Genius.
Genius. Genius.
You didn't even get to my edible chopsticks.
Oh, we can. Why don't we clear the rundown, guys? We got more genius or idiot to do.
Yeah.
That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon, and we are still in the middle of this.
Carrie and Tommy's genius or idiot.
Yeah. The dressing we're going out, obviously, is proved to be a hit, and I've never really had a
hold
hit.
Hold on. If you've just joined us and you're like, what the hell is the dressing where you're going out? It's a dressing gown that is made to look a bit dressier so you can wear it out, so you can go out in comfort.
Jesse came up with the much better name on the spot of the dressing up.
The dressing up. It's great.
Quite as catchy as the dressing
where you're going out.
Obviously.
Okay, but we didn't get to the one you were most excited about.
Edible chopsticks. I just figure there's so many disposable chopsticks in the world. Like they give you them with takeaways and stuff like that. Why? There's so much stuff made out of corn and things these days. Why can't we have chopsticks that right at the end of the meal, it comes with a little extra dipping sauce and you just dunk that in and...
I'm already on board. Fire it off. Genius.
Genius.
Because... And you wouldn't really need to do much because you could just get those thin, tiny breadsticks. You know, the Christine, those little long things that the kids love, right? And that's what you could use as your chopsticks.
This is fantastic. And I said corn and I regret it. I think whatever it should be should make part of your dessert. So,
oh my God, so almost like those Asian kind of sweet biscuit things.
Yes. Or even a wafer thing that was, you know, somehow strong enough that you could choppy with it and then have it with ice cream for your dessert.
Could you make it like a Tim Tam so you could do a Tim Tam slam with the chopstick?
Like, yeah, but it's hard to eat, like...
Too far? Okay.
Yeah. Jesse, you had a win with dressing up. You should
have hard to eat fur or faux, whatever it's called, with Tim Tams. Because, you know, I've had this dessert before that I got at, like, Woolies, where you use the spoon and the spoon is chocolate and then you eat the spoon afterwards. So I reckon you could do a similar thing with the sticks, right? And you get those sticks, and I think we got them when we were overseas in Japan, and half's chocolate and half's just like a bread-looking feeling stick. You'd eat it with the chocolate bit in your hand and the stick bit going into the fur. And then when you finish your fur, you then nibble that bit, turn them around and have the chocolate bit, and there's your dessert.
How's this for a name? Don't chop stick this in the bin. Chop stick this in your gob.
It's long, but I... Jesse, have you got any ways to make it better?
Oh, I can't improve on that.
No.
If you call it the chop up, mate, I'll be furious.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Become a Skechers Insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
On your marks, get set.
At the end of this week, someone will be $5,000 richer. All they have to do is run and sketch at the same time.
A lot harder than it sounds.
Well, their teammates, guess what they have sketched? Our first entry, and all you had to do to enter was draw us pickers. Mm. I've got a bit of an issue with this one. I look dead set as old as time in this sketch.
You've got a wonky eye in this. Oh, no, that's real life.
That's my real life eye. Yep. That's actually the one bit they got right, isn't it? It's not a great sketch of you either. Let's go to this winner now. She joins us on the phone. G'day, Karen.
Oh, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
So good. The first question was going to be, what half of the day are we in? And you nearly got that wrong. So it's going to be touch
we'll,
and go,
we'll have
I reckon,
you drawing
Karen.
A day
I do
when
shift work. I don't know what day it is.
Hey, Karen, you were taking part in our sketchathon.
Woo-hoo! Very exciting.
You've done a good job of the current sketch of Tommy and I.
No, you haven't, Karen.
Yeah, she has. Really good. I thought so too.
Karen, your partner, Damien, is going to be joining us.
Yes.
And he's going to be your teammate as well.
Yep.
This sketch looks like you two.
It actually does. We're high school sweethearts, so we've been together since we're like 15 years old, so we know each other pretty well. And it was a team effort with that drawing. So
I was going to say, is Damien a good drawer?
He's pretty good. I think he'll be the drawer.
And
he's
how
really
will you
good.
Go under pressure? You're likely to buckle, crack, because you are on my team, Karen.
Very exciting, yes.
Are you asking the lady who just panicked and said good morning to us how she's going to go under pressure?
I don't know what day it is. No, I think we'll be okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Hey, Karen, I've got to ask. I've never seen this job before. I've been told you work as a stevedore.
Yes. So I'm actually a wharfie. That's the sort of slang term. So, yeah, I drive the cranes and operate the forklifts, drive the trucks, so...
Karen, that's awesome.
That feels like a lot of sitting. In this, you have to run, Karen. Can you run?
Yes, well, I'm actually riding to my fitness. I train every day. I go to the gym. I do walking. So, and my husband's a lifeguard.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Well, if we all drown while sketching, we'll have someone to save
really
us.
Gone tits up, hasn't it? We're drowning. Karen, we will see you and Damien at the end of the week. $5,000
is
on the line.
Woo!
Good luck.
Exciting. Thank you.
Become a Skechers Insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on the Listener app.
Now that the show is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half-price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.